Tuesday, March 12th, I am doing a daily stoic 10-day challenge run by Ryan Holiday, sent to me by my friend Rob. And if you don't know Ryan Holiday, he wrote, he's written a handful of books. He's like in that community, you know, he's been on Tim Ferriss podcast and Gary Vee and James Altucher, and he's in that that whole circuit, and he's become a personality, has an interesting history, if I recall, like had some like huge marketing job at the age of 21. What is his book, Let Something Be the Way? Anyway, he's very into Stoicism and has started this community called The Daily Stoic, which is a newsletter, and I don't know what else they do because I've stayed away from it. But he offered this 10-day challenge for $25, and without knowing anything about it, they really don't give you much information, I signed up. And think, all right, 10 days. I can do anything for 10 days. Let's see what he comes. I knew that all the daily challenges would be rooted in Stoic philosophy and Stoic principles, which is something that very much interests me in general. You know, Tim Ferriss put me on to Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, you know, 5 years back. And I'd like to think that I certainly don't live a Stoic lifestyle fully. However, I do believe that there are a lot of crossovers in the things that I do and believe and practice, and what the legendary Stoics such as Seneca and Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus would have said thousands of years ago. Anyhow, yesterday was day one, and it was keep an activity log of everything you do today, and with the idea being at the end of the day you review and say, you know, where did I, what did I not need to do today? Where did I waste my time? And, you know, which is a huge thing that I'm very tried to be cognizant of and mindful of, is just time management and, you know, doing the right thing rather than just doing things right. Day two, today is spring cleaning. Get one important area of your life in order. And I wasn't sure where to go with this, my office, my computer, my apps on my phone, my email inbox, or what I ended up doing was my closet. Or what I'm in the middle of doing this morning, and just one time, like, fuck it, I'm doing my closet, and I just took everything out of my closet and threw it on my bed. And then I'm like, I'm gonna start getting rid of shit. I'm gonna change. Instead of t-shirts in the drawers, they're going in the closet, and these things hanging are going in my son's closet. Like, I just started fucking shit up, and I'm probably only halfway done. I had to come to the office to like do some actual real life stuff. But I gotta tell you, it feels fantastic. And as I was doing it, it feels fantastic. And I know that Marie Kondo, I think that's how you pronounce the name, she's become a huge thing in the last couple of years, podcasts, Netflix, books, whatever, about tidying up. And after just doing this one exercise, I'm like, I think I should watch that Netflix show and like maybe every month take like a different section of my house or my life and like actually clean it up, because there is a huge benefit to just having things more in order. And going back to, again, the Stoic lifestyle, only keep and use and deal with and interact with and put effort towards things that you actually need and provide some type of positivity, let's say. Let's use that word, in your life. And then some of the others that are coming up, actually, why not read them all? Do something you're afraid of, day three. Day four, sleep on the ground tonight. Day five, reply no to three pending things you do not want to do. Day six, have an open-minded conversation with someone you disagree with. Day seven, practice a day of silence. Day eight, create and review an emergency plan. Day nine, sit on a porch for 1 hour, do nothing but think. Day 10, delete 10 friends from your phone's contacts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, life. So some of these don't sound too exciting to me. And in general, a lot of these things, like I sign up, I'm excited, and then I look at them, I'm like, oh, I kind of know all this shit. Just because I've taken the time over the last handful of years to really, you know, root myself in this world of not just Stoic philosophy, but just optimization, right? Like, that's kind of the headline here, or biohacking is a subset of it, and just the way that you kind of live your life in order to be most effective. So some of these things are like, yeah, of course, and I already do something like that, but if I sign up for the challenge, like, why not just try to do it? So I'm sure I'll report back on some of these over the next 10 days and let you know how it goes, and we'll see what happens.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.